news hour. Up next, we have a special report from the Public Relations Department.
At the end of this year, Arts and Economy Community, or AEC, is officially opening up. The market in all sections, including tourism industry, will be highly competitive. As a result, the Ministry of Tourism and Sport has held a conference to discuss strategy that will be applied to tourism industry management in order to be ready for the opening of AEC. In the conference, Mr. Paradit Payakwishian talks about community opportunities and networks in tourism industry for sustainability.
How can the communities create tourism opportunities in Thailand?
Matter of fact, at the moment, Thai tourism is facing a lot of problems about the congestion, despite the presence of tourists coming to the country, but it's still saturated in some certain provinces. Only 7 to 9 provinces that enjoy the number of tourists more than 1 million a year. And the point is, how can we distribute more tourism more to the up countries? So one big factor is that what kinds of attractions that can map out of the traditional beach resort or temples or some monumental architectures such as grand palaces. If we learn from the other countries such as France, where they have more than 80 million tourist arrivals a year, so why France and Thailand area-wise the same size, 500,000 square kilometers, more or less the same numbers of population? Why we have already 26 international arrival in this country in the past 2 years. But we're facing a lot of problems because of the congestion of tourism in very limited provinces. So the point is where the tourism attraction is spread out all over the countries. It means cultural values as well as environmental values that spread out and belong to the communities. I give you a few examples. For example, when we talking about night safari created by past government, we have invested billions of baht in order to construct that night safari in Chiang Mai, where now it's become call center. Not many people going there. And funny than that, very few repeater once they've been there. But compared to a very small village such as Sam Chuk Market, where more people going there without any support from the government, but they have their own culture, Riverlin landscape of Suphanburi River. They have their culture, cooking style, foods, local ways. They have people, that's the most important. People keep going there. If you look into this example, there are plenty, thousands of thousands of villages throughout the country have their own way of life, cultural ways, their traditional ways of life, local wisdom that they can share. We just needed to help them building their capacity and also helping them in terms of infrastructure, networking among themselves. All these villages could be developed as a sustainable cultural tourism throughout the country. This should be the way to spread tourists out from some very limited provinces that happened to be in the past 3-4 decades. It's the only way. And another point is that not just only Thai communities. When we're talking about the ASEAN community, it means a larger picture of community. But it started from a small sales. It's a local community. So among in the horizontal ways or cross section, if we can connect between local communities among ASEAN countries, such as the cross Mekong River, the Laotian communities and the Thai communities, we're talking about the Muslim communities in the southern area. We can talk about the same ethnic group or culture in the past. It's like some minorities in the top part of Thailand, the Lanna cultures and the Sien Tung culture in Myanmar. They also have share some commonality in terms of culture. culture and way of life. If we connect them in this way, it become, you know, rather than just a marketing point of view, a tour program offered by tour operator, it become kinship, families, friends that can cross border, that tourism can be enlarged and developed from the grassroots rather than and not from the top down. It should be from the bottom up.
In your opinion, so you mean that the culture is one of the points that will make the ASEAN to become the leader of about the tourism?
Definitely. You know, that should be the way, because it's come from the root of the people of the country, that in the past they have shared everything, so many things in common, languages, ethnics, cultures, even technology. You know, you can see in a lot of scriptures, archaeological site, excavation, that, you know, you can see something is common among these countries. Why not we should revive these connectivities? Not just only cross border, but in terms of kinship that ingrained in our people.
As ASEAN will open up very soon, all industries should be aware and able to adapt to changes in the economy. So get yourself and your business ready. Tasinikan Kamarapan, Radio Thailand News. We'll be right back.